Hello and welcome to our classic music podcast for April. I'm Lawrence Lewis, and that wonderful sound is the Gloria from Missa Eucharistica, ZWB 15, by Jan Dismaselenka. It's the latest NIBI release by the Zelenka experts, Ensemble Enegal, directed by Adam Victora. The three selections on this disc find Zelenka in expansive mode, deploying all the musicians and singers that he could summon up in Dresden. He was now into his most productive years between 1723 and 1733. While the music here dates from these years, it's not always possible to attach definitive composition and performance dates, as the very detailed program notes explain. Alongside Missa Eucharistica, you'll find the short Credo, ZWV 31, and Zelenka's unique take on the Te Deum. The Miserere from Zelenka's Te Deum, ZWV 145. This has to be one of the great works of Bohemian Baroque, given a masterly realisation by Ensemble Enegal. With a sound like this, it's little wonder that Zelenka occupied the position he did in Dresden. Te Deum Laudamus from Zelenka's Te Deum, ZWV 145, performed by Ensemble Enegal, directed by Adam Victora. Soloists include Gabriele Ibanova and tenor Tobias Hunger. Zelenka's Te Deum, Missa Eucharistica and Credo can be found on Czech label Nibiru 01752 231. That's Nibiru 01752 231. Makes you wonder why Zelenka was for decades written off as a second rater. You'll find this newly released CD on our website www.czechmusicdirect.co.uk, where you'll also find this edition of our classic music podcast, alongside back episodes and editions of our Classic Music Podcast Extra. Your comments on these are always welcome, so please email us at cmd@checkeverything.co.uk. I'm Lawrence Lewis, and I hope you'll join me again next month. But please don't leave just yet, as there's more to come. Now, 2024 celebrates the bicentenary of Czech composer Bedřich Smetana. Also, this coming June marks what would have been the 110th birthday of conductor Rafael Kubelik. He's certainly one of the greatest of all conductors, who left a huge legacy of recordings. These include numerous versions of Smetana's Marvlast, recorded by Kubelik wherever he put down roots on his musical journey following his departure from Czechoslovakia when communist rule began. We'll follow Kubelik's Marvlast journey along the Vultova, the second part of the cycle. It begins, as does the main Vultova theme, with one of Kubelik's earliest recordings with the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, this one made in Abbey Road Studios, London, on the 30th of October, 1937. We pass by a village celebrating a happy event. It's now 1959, and Kubelik is conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Outside of Prague, the Vultova reaches the rapids of St. John. Going full circle, Rafael Kubelik comes out of retirement and returns to Prague following the Velvet Revolution to conduct Marvlast in the Smetana Hall of the Municipal House on the 12th of May 1990.